Unit 8, Part A, Activity 2, Listening and Speaking. A. Listen to three people talking about their phobias. Answer question 1 for each person. Then listen again and answer questions 2 and 3 for each person. Which person do you think is most affected by his or her phobia? 1.
Do you have any phobias?
Yes, I get very bad claustrophobia.
How long have you had the phobia?
It just started one morning, about 10 years ago. I was going to work on the train, and it was very crowded. I started thinking that if there were an accident, I'd never get out. I had a panic attack, and I sort of felt my heart beating very quickly. I had to get off the train.
How does your phobia affect your life?
Well, I can't travel on crowded trains. I never, ever travel on the subway because my worst nightmare would be if the train stopped in a tunnel. I also try to avoid elevators. What else? Oh, yes. If I'm flying, I have to have an aisle seat. I can't sit by the window. 2.
Do you have any phobias?
Yes, I have a pretty unusual phobia. I am scared of clowns.
Clowns? Really? How long have you had it?
I've had it for a long time, since I was a child.
How did it start?
Well, I remember I went on a school trip to the circus when I was 6 or 7 years old, and there were clowns. I thought they were sort of stupid, but I wasn't really afraid of them. Then I went to a birthday party, and there were clowns, and they were showing us how to paint our faces, and I found I didn't like being near them. At first, I just didn't like them. But over the years, my feelings have changed to fear.
Does your phobia affect your life at all?
Not really, because luckily, I don't see clowns very often.
3.
Do you have any phobias?
Yes, I'm terrified of bats.
Really? How long have you had the phobia?
I've had it for about 40 years, since I was 12 years old. At my school, we had a swimming pool, and the changing rooms were in another building near the pool. On the first day at school, our teacher told us there were bats in there, and that we shouldn't move around too much because they might start flying around and get into our hair. She also said we shouldn't turn the lights on because this would wake up the bats. We had to change as quickly and quietly as possible.
Did a bat ever fly into your hair?
No, nothing ever happened, but I was terrified just at the thought of it.
Does it affect your life at all?
Yes, I often feel very nervous or start to panic if I'm outside when it's beginning to get dark, which is when bats appear. If I'm sitting in my yard in the evening, I always have a tennis racket, so if a bat flies near me, I can't protect myself, and I can't watch a TV documentary about bats or even look at them in photos.